This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 5:35. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Kelvin and Lynn. Keith Kam is in the studios with us for the market wrap. Trademarks. This is an important aspect in identifying a particular brand and associating it with the business they do. And Malaysia has only just passed the 2019 Trademarks Bill in Parliament 2019. In 2019, what were we doing before?
So with trademarks, it's important that as we as consumers, we tend to associate certain shapes or colours or even sounds to a particular brand. Examples, the Tiffany Blue, the Christian Louboutin red soles. I don't know why I go there, but in Malaysia.
You just wanted an excuse to pronounce that.
In Malaysia, when we see the orange bubbly U logo, we know it's U Mobile, for example. I mean, it's these trademarks are that recognizable. So one noticeable trademark that was filed recently is Huawei's Hongmeng OS, the operating system, and that was in May, and it was filed in Malaysia as well as other countries and Europe. All this is possible with trademarking and placing a T or an R in a circle next to the brand so that your brand becomes that much more valuable. And, you know, if people want to use it illegally, you have grounds to sue them. What we have now, before the 2019 TMB was passed, is a law that's based on the UK's Trademark Act, which even the UK has stopped using. So this new act now brings us in line with trademark acts around the world, aligning us with the Madrid Protocol. That's an agreement concerning international registration of marks. So there's no need for firms to register in each individual country that they want to promote their brand. And this is Geeta Kandaya. She's the Director of Trademarks and Designs Division at CAS International.
Essentially an international registration system that allows the owner of the brand to register their brand in many countries through a single process and in one language. It's all filed through the Malaysian IP office, but the Malaysian IP office will send the documents to Geneva, where the World Intellectual Property Office is based. And that office will then disseminate the documents to all the countries that brand owner wishes to gain protection. So most countries had already acceded to the Madrid Protocol system. In fact, there's 104 countries, and a lot of ASEAN countries had also acceded to it, except Malaysia. So Malaysia is quite behind in that. So that was one of the major changes.
That was Geeta Kandaya, the Director of Trademarks and Designs Division at CAS International. Now, okay, so with the 2019 Trademarks Bill, it's not just a logo that can be trademarked. I mean, it's going to be covering so many other aspects, right?
You're right about that. So among things that you can trademark would be colour, like the Tiffany Blue I said just now, sound, like the MGM Lion Roar, or even the OO. Well, I can't do
it. It's not OO, it's uh-oh.
That's the one. You can trademark that. Even shapes and smells as well. So for comparison, the 1976 Trademarks Act, Act 175, that's the one that we had been using before the 2019 bill was passed yesterday. It states that only traditional trademarks like the name, label, signature, word, letter, number, those are the only things that could be registered.
And looking at Bursa, there was news that MMC Corp got some good news from the tax people.
Well, they got a refund from the IRB. That's good news in any language. 20.27 million ringgit worth of refunds. But even better for the firm is that this means it has resolved all its income tax issues and no penalties were imposed. MMC, back in December 27, got that love letter from the Income Tax Department requesting that their 2011 to 2013 assessment years need to be audited. So that has all been settled. MMC, at the end of today, closed up 7% at 1.22 ringgit, and that's the highest since October 2018. This comes on the back of an overall decline on the KLCI, which was down 0.2% today.
Keith, thanks for that update.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.